Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, did Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket punch a hole in space? Now, let's get into it. There's another subscription price increase in town, and this time it's the turn of Spotify Premium. In the UK, it will now cost an extra £1 per month, going from £9.99 to £10.99. Along with the price rise for a single individual premium subscription plan, the cost of Duo, the family plan and the one for students will also see similar increases. Other countries where the new price regime will take effect include the US, Canada, Australia, Spain, France and several others. A report has found an additional 2.5 million people in England will have major illnesses by 2040. That's almost 1 in 5 of the population and an increase of 37% compared with 2019. Most of the increase is being driven by the ageing population, but there are other factors at play.
So our healthy life expectancy is not improving, but our life expectancy is improving.
That's Toby Watt, lead economist at the Health Foundation's Real Centre and lead author of the report.
The age at which people are generally living with what we're describing as major illness, which is high levels of morbidity, high levels of need, and includes conditions like cancer and diabetes, that age is staying more or less the same. What we're seeing is that the life expectancy improvements are happening towards the end of life, and people are spending more time at the end of their lives with major illness.
There will be particularly big increases in people living with anxiety and depression, chronic pain and diabetes. Despite improvements in population health due to fewer people smoking and lower cholesterol levels, the same cannot be said for levels of obesity.
Between 1993 at least and now, the rate of obesity in England has doubled. What's more is that it's not just the number of people who are living with obesity at any given time. The impact of obesity on health grows throughout the life course.
The Health Foundation says the increase in major illnesses could have a huge impact on the NHS and would require a radical shift with more care in the community rather than hospitals. Apple is being sued for £785 million by UK app developers. Professor Sean Ennis from the University of East Anglia's Centre for Competition Policy is bringing the class action lawsuit on behalf of over 1,500 app creators because of the tech giant's excessive charges. Some app makers are charged 15 to 30% by the tech giant in commission when using its in-app payment system, a procedure that has been heavily criticised. Apple previously said 85% of developers on the App Store do not pay any commission, and that it helps European developers to access markets and customers in 175 countries through the App Store. Now, analysis suggests that a recent rocket launch from Elon Musk's SpaceX may have punched a hole in the edge of space. A space physicist from Boston University in the US reviewed footage of the Falcon 9 launch on the 19th of July from California and suggested it likely punched a hole in the ionosphere, which is the ionized part of the upper atmosphere of Earth with a sea of electrically charged particles floating at about 50 to 400 miles above the surface. Studies have shown that rockets and their exhaust flames can alter the process by which charged particles form in this layer around Earth. A previous SpaceX launch in 2017 was found to have caused a hole in the ionosphere. TikTok has announced it's adding text-only posts. The Chinese-owned video streaming app says the new feature gives users another way to express themselves. It's in addition to the existing options of posting videos and photos. It's the latest move from the platform, which puts it in direct competition with other tech giants. Earlier this month, TikTok launched a new music streaming service to rival platforms such as Spotify and Apple Music. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, pizza-scented Xbox controllers and why your oat latte might not be as good for you as you'd think. Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. A study has found the nutritional content of most plant-based milk does not match cow's milk. More people are drinking milk alternatives such as oat or soy, and researchers say it's important that consumers are aware of their nutritional value. The study from the University of Minnesota School of Public Health Nutrition Coordinating Center has not yet been peer-reviewed, but set out to assess whether vegan products deliver the same nutrition as cow's milk. They examined over 200 plant-based milk alternatives and found that compared with cow's milk, only 12% of the alternative products contain comparable or greater amounts of all three nutrients studied: calcium, vitamin D, and protein. And finally,
we're just running errands.
That's it?
Look, we're really sorry, Splinter. Some of the guys wanted to get pizza and I tried to talk them out of it.
Leo!
You ratted us out.
Hey, don't use that word that way.
I mean, it's 2023.
Sorry, Dad.
To mark the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie, Xbox has announced a world-first release that no one saw coming: a pizza-scented controller. Now, most controllers probably have a somewhat musty scent from the many hours spent gaming, but this one will intentionally smell like the Mutant Ninja Turtles' favourite food. Microsoft has designed custom TMNT Xbox controllers that have scent diffusers strapped to the back in the shape of a slice of pizza. Thankfully, they're just part of a sweepstakes giveaway, so this isn't a sign of things to come in the gaming world. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast from the Evening Standard. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.